they are placed, they are registered, they're ready to go.
Mark Frazier, acting director of student placement with Central Registration, was referring to students who already registered next school year. A community outreach is underway to sign up future Buffalo School children. It's called March to Pre-K and Kindergarten. Over the next 2 weeks, the central registration appears at strategic sites on the west, east, and north sides of the city, looking to fill 900-plus seats in pre-K. Frazier tells WBFO News he realizes with much negativity surrounding failing city schools, some parents might hesitate to register their child.
My perspective is that there are wonderful things happening in the Buffalo Public Schools. There are very exciting early childhood programs that we have throughout the city, north, east, south, and west. And I would encourage all of the parents of the city of Buffalo, if you have any hesitation, give Buffalo Public Schools a try.
Buffalo parents of young children formed a line inside Central Registration on Ash Street Tuesday, armed with needed documents to register their child. Still, some voice concern of the quality of education.
I am worried about the school district in general because I feel like we only have a handful of good schools.
Cinnamon Nash was registering her son for first grade, but remains skeptical about the district.
I feel like the quality has declined over the years. I can't pinpoint like what year it started, but it has declined. Like, I graduated in 2007 myself, and since then, I see that it's declined in just a few short years.
And although Nash is a graduate of the Buffalo Academy for Visual and Performing Arts, she said in the future she may consider a charter school for her son. Still, Frazier noted the school district has a waiting list. But during an open enrollment period last fall, students seeking placement were not denied access to their school of choice.
And students were then placed according to the selections that their parents made. At this point, we have not placed any child into a school that their parent has not chosen. There are no default placements, as we call them, for students who chose a school that they did not want to attend.
Research quoted by the Pew Charitable Trust states pre-K impacts a child's future success in both school and life. But the agency also notes over 75% of children in the U.S. who are ready for pre-K have no access to state programs. The city's district March to Pre-K and Kindergarten effort is bringing access directly to the parents. In the past, the district has been criticized for not reaching into the community to sign up students and using outdated methods to register. Now, staffers are bringing computers into neighborhoods to help parents register their kids. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.